The good news according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men besides women and children. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. It was getting late that afternoon for those 5,000 plus hungry men and their wives and children. Jesus' disciples told him to send the crowds away so they can go and buy themselves some food. And Jesus replied, "They don't need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them here to me." Please bow your heads and pray with me as we begin our message this morning. Lord Jesus, we hear you say those same words to us here this morning, "Bring them here to me." And we thank you, Lord, for inviting us to come to you. So help us now to come and listen diligently as you speak to us through me and as you feed us. We pray in your name. Amen. You know, this very familiar story of Jesus feeding the 5,000 has a rather unique and distinctive place in our Bibles. Because this miracle and the miracle of Jesus' resurrection are the only 2 miracles that are listed, that are recorded in all 4 of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So there must be something very special for us to learn here in this story, this famous story. And in order to understand this story, I think we need just a little bit of context here in this. Just before this miracle took place, Matthew tells us that John the Baptist had been killed, murdered, beheaded by wicked King Herod. And when Jesus was told this, he went off by himself in a boat privately to a solitary place. Now, why would he do this? Well, presumably, it doesn't say this here in Scripture, but he went off to grieve the loss of his relative and the one who had baptized him, John the Baptist. So he went off by himself, except that he could not get away by himself in this, because when he landed, there was this large crowd of people who followed him around the lake, we're told, and doesn't say this also, but he probably left from, well, he was at Nazareth, and he probably came over to the Sea of Galilee. They're on the west side, kind of the northwest corner of the Sea of Galilee there. Possibly to Tiberias or to maybe Magdala. And then he got in this boat and he probably rowed or went up across the corner of the lake, perhaps to Capernaum, because that was kind of his second home. But when he landed, what was there? This huge crowd of people. They'd heard about him and his what he had done. And it says, when he landed, he saw a large crowd and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now, why was there this crowd? Why was the crowd there? Well, you know, Jesus was becoming very, very popular here. Very popular. And that's, of course, that's why King Herod had John the Baptist murdered, beheaded. I mean, there was this connection there. Jesus was a very interesting teacher. He was just spellbinding in his teacher. Of course, he was a healer, a miracle worker who healed lots of diseases and things. And his reputation was spreading like wildfire. I mean, what if some cancer doctor opened up a clinic here in Damascus? And what if he had a 100% cure rate? Can you imagine the crowds that would flock to his clinic here in Damascus? I mean, they'd day and night, they'd bring friends and want to be cured. Well, this is what was happening. People were scrambling for hope for this cure. And Dr. Jesus, well, needless to say, he had a 100% cure rate for lepers, for the crippled, for those who were demon-possessed, those who were blind and had all kinds of other ailments. And they just kept coming and coming and coming, literally by the thousands here, so much so that Jesus did not take time to rest. Yes, Jesus had compassion on them. You know, I don't know what it's like here at Christ the Vine Lutheran Church with your food pantry, but before I retired there from Ascension, it just seemed to me that crowds of people kept coming sort of day after day, wanting food, needing money for prescriptions or gas money or whatever. It just didn't end, it seemed. Now, sometimes I had to say, no, I'm sorry, I can't give you any. I can't give you any more. We used to keep records of who came and how often they would come. And I would just say, hey, I don't have enough resources here. I have to, you know, divvy it up among other people. And sometimes I just, God forgive me, I became very cynical at all these people coming. And I listened to their stories of joblessness and how their car broke down and they had late rent payments and the kids needed medicine and diapers and on and on and on. I tried to have compassion, but when they would come in their clothes and they themselves would smell of alcohol and drugs, man, I had a tough time giving them some kind of a handout, especially when they drive up with a nice shiny SUV. But not Jesus. Not Jesus. He felt sorry for this crowd here. He had compassion on them. Now again, he needed to get away. He needed some time to grieve, but he did not take the time. And then, of course, there was that evening, there was this other need that arose. They were hungry. I think Jesus probably preached a long sermon and they got hungry. Who started this here? Just get over it, all right? I've just started. Wow. Just look at your clock, okay? Anyway, the crowd was hungry, and what was the response of the disciples here? They told Jesus, hey, this is a remote place. There's no Safeway close by. There's no McDonald's here. There's nothing like that. It's getting late. Just send the crowds away. Let them fend for themselves. Besides, we're tired. Remember when moms and dads were bringing their children to Jesus to have him bless them? What did the disciples do? What did they say? They told these parents, hey, just get out of here. Leave us alone, will you? Just go away. But Jesus said what? No, let the little children come to me. Forbid them not. Let them come. Do you remember what the... You remember that persistent Canaanite woman who brought her demon-possessed daughter to Jesus? What did the disciples do there? Jesus, send her away. She's a pest. But Jesus said what? I was sent to the lost sheep of Israel, including this lady. And do you remember blind Bartimaeus sitting there along the side of the road begging because that's all that he could do? And when he heard that Jesus was coming by, he said, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And of course, the crowds there, which included Jesus' disciples, told him to be quiet. But Jesus said, "Call him." And when this man jumped up, literally, and went to Jesus, he was blind. I don't know how he did that, but he went to Jesus. And what did Jesus do? Gave him sight. He gave sight. Now, of course, we would never tell people to go away, to get out of here, to leave us alone, you know, fend for yourselves. You don't really need Jesus anyway. We would never say that kind of a thing, would we? How often do we, when we go out to eat, have a little prayer, even if it's a silent prayer, at McDonald's or some restaurant or someplace, huh? Or when we drive down I-5 and somebody cuts us off and we say some words that maybe the kids in the back shouldn't hear, or what are we telling them? Or we might say, "Well, I don't really want to help with VBS this year. I've done this many years and I'm kind of tired of it all." You know, what are we saying? Just go away? Is that what we're kind of telling people? Kind of go away? You know, Jesus is not really all that important to us? Or do we purposely mention God in our conversations, like, "Boy, God's given us another beautiful summer day today. That's so neat." Or maybe we say to our neighbor after coming home from the hospital, "Well, God sure healed me through that miracle, through the doctors and the surgery and the medicine and things, huh?" Do we say those kinds of things? Maybe, "Oh, I'm so thankful that God gave us this extra overtime paycheck. We certainly needed that." How did Jesus answer the disciples when they said, "This is a remote place, it's getting late, send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food"? What did Jesus say? He said, "They don't need to go away." And then came that puzzler. What did he tell them? "You give them something to eat." I can picture that crowd on that hillside. I mean, it was like filling the Moda Center down here. 5,000 men. We think of it as 5,000, and that's how we always say it, the feeding of the 5,000. But it also says there were women, probably their wives and how many children. So there were 15, 20,000 people there sitting on this hillside. "You give them something to eat." They must have looked at each other dumbfounded, you know. "Come on. What are you thinking, Jesus? Thomas, you got a U-Haul full of a truck here full of groceries, huh? Judas, what's in our treasury here? Jesus, all we have are five little loaves of bread that this boy had and a couple of his fish. What can we do?" That's exactly the point here in this. What could they do? They had very limited resources. And yet Jesus asked them to feed the 5,000. So what's the lesson in this for us here? What resources does Christ the Vine Lutheran Church have? What resources do you have in your families? Or you personally, what resources do you have? Only 5 loaves and 2 fish? That's not much, is it? To do all the work that Jesus asks us, "You feed them." Now, Jesus was about to give proof that they could do nothing, or at least very little, to meet the needs of that hungry crowd. And then those 5 loaves and those 2 fish became the proof that Jesus could meet the needs of that huge crowd. He met the needs way out of proportion to the resources that they had and that we have available to us. And again, what did Jesus say to the disciples? He said, bring them here to me. Bring the fish, bring the bread. Bring them here to me. And he often said that, didn't he? Again, bring the children to me, and I'll bless them. Bring the weary to me, and I'll give them rest. Bring blind Bartimaeus, and the sick, and the blind, and the demon-possessed. Bring them all to me, and I'll cure them, he says. And especially, he says, you come. You come. And bring with you your worst illness, your sin sickness, and I'll take care of that as well. Yes, he tells us, I've taken the punishment that you deserve because of your sin. I've taken it upon himself, on myself, so that that sin doesn't separate you from God. That's why I went to the cross. God loves you so much. That's what he tells us. He loves us so much. What great compassion Jesus has for us. Huh? Great, great compassion. Bring them here to me. And when Jesus invites us to come to him, he invites us to come our resources, as little as they may be. Our time, our talents, our abilities, our treasures, our bread, our fish. And what will he do with them? What did he do with that boy's lunch? He fed the crowd. He created 5,000 plus fish witches and distributed them to all the people. God, you see, can multiply our meager resources to do exactly what's needed. And the people there on that hillside were stuffed. Yes, Jesus gave his 12 disciples the task of feeding all those people, and they did. And when it was all said and done, each one of them came back with what? A basket full of leftovers. Leftovers. What a testimony here to the power and the extravagance of our loving God. He just didn't meet their enormous need. He handed out too much. Too much, much more than was needed. Which is just like God, isn't it? He's always doing that. He's always giving us more than we need or ask. Now, of course, we don't always see it that way, do we? You know, we're never satisfied. You know, hey, give me some more, okay, God? Give me something bigger, something better, something more extravagant. Yet God knows our needs, doesn't he? He has compassion on us. He heals our hurts, he feeds our bodies, and he cures again our worst illness, that being our sin sickness. You know, Christ the Vine Lutheran Church is kind of up here on this hillside, sort of overlooking the city of Damascus with its 5,000 men plus wives and kids. I don't know what the population here is of this area. Can you picture just 12 of you going from this place and trying to feed that crowd of Damascus who need to be fed, who are hungry? They need to be fed the good news of Jesus Christ. And do you think that just 12 of you could do that huge task? I don't think so. I don't think so. You see, it takes everybody in this church to carry out our mission. It takes all of Jesus' disciples to feed the hungry and to bring the sin sick to Jesus. And how many here, and I want to see a show of hands, how many here are disciples of Jesus? 12. No, way more than that. Way more than that. And that's good. And I would venture to guess that we're all disciples of Jesus. I would venture to guess, at least I pray, that you all believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Every one of you. Because why? Because Jesus has called you by name. He has called you. He's called me. He's called each of us to go out with our baskets full of food to feed the hungry and then to collect the leftovers. Now, why would we do that? Why would we ever want to do that? Why? Because Jesus loves us, huh? He has compassion on us. He has healed us. He feeds us. So may His compassion and His love and His healing of us motivate us then and encourage us to go out to Damascus and invite them. Amen? Amen. Amen. Please pray with me. Lord Jesus, we thank You for Your never-ending, Your never-tiring compassion for us. Forgive our cynical, prideful attitudes, and Lord, motivate us to feed those who have needs. We pray in Your name. Amen.